This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For today's interview, we're going to be visiting with Cousin Bill of Illinois Paving. Bill, nice to be visiting with you today.
Good to talk to you, too.
We've got some stuff to cover about paving and asphalt, and one of the things that comes to mind when I think about doing this in Illinois is the crazy Illinois weather that we always have. So how does that affect the pavement and the asphalt and its life cycle? And, you know, we also see a lot of the freezing and thawing. It's cold one day, it's 60 the next. How does that all play into what you do?
Yeah, weather could be one of the hardest things on pavement. It starts off with having a good base. If you've got a good base, then your pavement, you know, should hold up pretty well. If you don't have a good base, then that's what causes a lot of times your pavement to break up and buckle. What happens is, you know, the water gets into the pavement. If you have cracks and they're not, the cracks aren't filled or sealed, water will get in the pavement, soften up your base, and then when you drive over your pavement, it'll kind of cause your pavement to heave because you got clay that kind of comes up to the surface sometimes, and it'll make your pavement buckle. But in order to prevent that, all a guy needs to do is fill some cracks if you have any. To help prevent that, I guess, would be the correct terminology.
Sure. Well, what I was going to ask is, you know, you said it all comes down to having a good solid base. What goes into that? You just mentioned filling cracks. Anything else to be looking for?
Yeah, now when I say base, I mean what's underneath the pavement, because the base is everything. So what we recommend, if we're starting from scratch, let's say you had a dirt driveway, we would, you know, core it down. We'd put some large rocks, and maybe 2 or 3 inch, or even sometimes 4 to 6 inch rock down, and then put finer stuff on top, and then you'd end up with some CA6. You like to have about 8 to 12 inches of a base is what you'd like to have in a perfect world. And then depending on what you're driving on it, if it's just a car, 2.5 to 3 inches of asphalt on top of that, if, you know, just light traffic.
Are you putting pavement down or doing this sort of thing 12 months out of the year? Does this depend on the warmth and really the atmosphere outside, what the weather's doing?
Yeah. Now, for the hot asphalt, we only install that about 8 months out of the year, depending on weather. The recycled asphalt, we get a little bit longer because there's no temperature to the recycled asphalt, so we can lay that a little bit later in the fall than a lot earlier in the spring. Like here, the first part of March, we're going to start laying the recycled asphalt, and it could be laid year-round.
Tell us a little more about the recycled asphalt. You said that's something that's pretty popular that you've been doing a lot of. Why is that, and how is it different from your regular asphalt?
Well, recycled asphalt, the biggest thing is it's you know, half the price of conventional asphalt. Recycled asphalt, it's the stuff that we use is all DOT inspected. It's DOT approved. You could use it on a state job. So it's asphalt that's been, you know, paved on a highway or driveway before, and it's crushed and ground up and screened. And what we do is we'll grade your, you know, area, and then what makes us a little bit different is the way we install it, our process. We install it through a paver. We have proper compaction, and then when we're done installing it, we actually roll it and pack it all in. And then last year, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years, sometimes longer, what it does, it doesn't get as hard as asphalt, but it's tighter than rock if you install it properly, and it'll keep all the dust and the debris down. It keeps, you know, if you've got a gravel driveway and you've got potholes, and sometimes on the farms in the summer when you drive down the gravel, it's a whiteout. It's all smoke. Well, this prevents that, and there's really no maintenance with it, and that's kind of a big thing. You're not bringing in a load of gravel every year.
Of course, people where they live and their landscape varies. You know, it might be really hilly, it might be flat, but that's all something that you could come out and look at before you did a job or gave a price. Are you willing to come out and give estimates on those sort of things?
Yep, we go pretty well anywhere. We cover about 16 to 18 counties in Illinois, so I go anywhere. I personally do all the estimates, so I personally go out there. I'll take pictures, look at the property. And we take into consideration, you know, your drainage, and there's a whole bunch of factors that figure in. But yes, we do. We do all that, and we go about anywhere.
If someone would be interested in getting an estimate or talking with you, what's the best way to contact you to find out more information?
The best way to get a hold of me personally is my cell phone, and that's at 217-710-2860. And that'll go right to my cell phone. That's my personal number. And then I can come, whether you live in Greenville or Greenview, you know, wherever you're at in the state of Illinois, I can come to you and give you a free estimate.
Well, sounds good. Bill, any final thoughts or things that you would like to mention that I didn't get a chance to ask you yet?
I think you pretty well covered it. Just call me. I'll personally come out and give you a price. We haven't worked all winter, so we're hungry. We'll do your driveway or parking lot the same way I would do my own, if not better. You know, there's no shortcuts, and we stand behind our work.
Well, thanks so much. We've been visiting with Cousin Bill of Illinois Paving.